I know him as a rapper. Also know him with some clever and witty food reviews online throughout HRM and beyond. We've got the genre-fluid Quake Matthews with us now. Good day, sir.
How's it going, man?
It's going great. Now, listen, first it was Beyonce, then it was Post Malone. Even Classified did a song with Dallas Smith. You're going country.
This girl, you turn me to a stone cold sinner. I stare at my middle finger and swear that I'll never see it the same.
I don't know if I'm going country, but, you know, I'm exploring genres, and I'm trying to keep it fresh and creative, you know?
It's certainly fresh. It's definitely creative. I love it. Something popped up on my Instagram, and I'm like, what is this? And I kind of immediately had the reaction that the guy in your video did to Gel Nails.
Well, just to give a little bit of a background, I've always frequented songwriting camps and things of that nature that were, you know, based in country or different genres, dating back to like 2015. And oftentimes I'd be the only rapper, you know, say at like a Gordy Sampson songwriters camp. But I got to observe how these singer-songwriters approach writing music, and it's always just been like an interest of mine. And I guess I've been secretly working on different genres and singing for years, and trying to perfect something. And it's kind of nerve-wracking to share it with the world, you know, especially as a rapper. But I felt like with this one, I spent some time in Nashville last year. I came home, I wrote it, and I liked it. So I was like, you know what? I kind of like it, so I'm going to share it with the world. I think I'm finally ready to explore other lanes.
I don't think there's a genre these days, in a sense. If you ask Alexa to play the top 100, it's a mix of everything.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing about it. Like, hip-hop has always been a mix of different genres because sampling has been so big in hip-hop. So, you know, there's sampling jazz records or soul records or rock records, and I feel like hip-hop has always been like that. So at the end of the day, it's really not too far outside of the box. It's just mixing different sounds and creating something new.
You got a good singing voice, man. Do you shy away from that generally?
You know, I'm no Whitney Houston or anything, but I think I can get by, and I think I have confidence in my writing skills, and I think if you deliver it with confidence and you say the right things, then people will feel your message, whether you are the greatest singer in the world or not.
It is catchy. It's got quite a hook, man.
Feel your jail nails scratching my back when I'm having a bag. I hear you screaming.
So is this just the beginning of this exploration, if you will?
There's definitely a lot of music on my hard drive with a similar lane. I wouldn't say it's quite as good. There's been a trial and error process. I also released a song earlier last year called Try, which was singing. It featured Sun Real, and it gained some Spotify country playlists. I didn't realize they were going to hear it as country, but I ended up there, so... You know, it's been a long time leading up to this, I think.
I like it. I'm here for it. You got support of a mutual friend in Mr. Pat Roach, which is cool.
Yes, sir. I just sent the... he asked me to burn the song onto a DVD for him and send it to Sunnyvale Trailer Park. I told him he could stream it online. I'm not sure he quite understood. So we got the DVD coming to you, Randy.
Nice. We were at the Trailer Park Boys release. We were both there. We weren't there together, but I did notice you there. I was standing right next to Michelle Rodriguez. I didn't know who she was. Anyhow, a mutual friend of ours was telling me how you had her roaring at the after party.
Yeah, man, that was actually a pretty surreal moment. Michelle was cool as hell. You know, I noticed her there for like the first 2 hours, and I was too shy to say hello. And after a couple 7-ups, we'll call them.
Yep.
I went up and introduced myself, and she actually turned out to be super cool. Ended up hanging with her for the rest of the night, laughing. And then I ended up getting on the mic at the end of the night and doing some freestyle stuff. And she literally fell off the couch and was rolling around on the ground. So that was a cool memory to have, you know?
Oh, man, that's epic. Quake, where can we get this new tune?
The tune will be streaming everywhere on any streaming platform you use, whether that's Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, YouTube Music, the list goes on.
And of course, you can find you everywhere as well online.
Yes, @Quake Matthews, QUAKEMATTHEWS.